Session 11, Confrontation in Limbo. Wizard's Tower and Waterworld, then the Plane of Limbo. With the Far Realm Shard installed in the Nautiloid's helm as a fuel source, the party sets their destination for Limbo, aiming to follow the Mind Flayer trail to its end. The Spelljammer's helm glows as Hijinks, attuned to the ship, channels the Shard's immense energy. In a flash, the Nautiloid tears through the planar fabric once more, carrying the party across the multiverse. However, the journey to Limbo is not direct. As the Spelljammer accelerates, an unstable portal forms en route, pulling the ship momentarily into a water world, our aquatic pocket dimension. The Nautiloid is suddenly half submerged in an endless ocean under a twilight sky. Spotting something of interest, Dino volunteers to explore. Not far from the ship, beneath the waves, an outline of a structure is visible. Tying a rope to himself, Dino dives into the water, with Laedric anchoring the other end. He discovers the submerged corpse of a wizard trapped in a block of ice, clutching a wand, which looks like it's made of pale ice, later identified as a Wand of Winter. This action, however, awakens guardians of this realm. Two massive water elementals rise from the depths and attack. The battle that ensues is complicated by the water all around. Dino is yanked back to the surface by the rope as the elementals surge up onto the deck of the Nautiloid. Hijinks and Valen use Eldritch Blast and Fireball, while Rig and Laedric hack and blast at them, avoiding powerful surges of water that threaten to sweep everyone overboard. Mono even uses an emergency pumping mechanism on the ship to spray one elemental with a jet of air, dispersing it momentarily. Eventually, the adventurers defeat the elementals. One is boiled away by Laedric's radiant flame. The other is flash frozen by Jinx, and then shattered by a combined strike from Dino and Rig. With the elementals gone, the party secures the Wand of Winter. Hijinks, being a warlock fond of elemental magic, takes possession of it. Leaving the water world through the reactivated portal, the Nautiloid resumes its course. The Far Realm Shard crackles, exhausted by the strain, and finally propels them into Limbo. The Plane of Limbo is a chaotic expanse of swirling elements. Chunks of earth, fire, water, and air merging and colliding unpredictably under a strange color-shifting sky. The Nautiloid can't remain stable here for long without constant mental navigation, which Mono and Valen manage jointly. They guide the ship toward a large floating earth moat, an island-like rock topped with ruins that correspond to coordinates found in the Illithid journal, likely the Mind Flayer's destination. As the ship hovers near the floating island, a swirling black portal suddenly forms above it, perhaps an after-effect of the overtaxed Far Realm Shard, or part of the Illithid plan. Realizing their vessel might not be safe to stay on, the party disembarks onto the solid ground of the floating island, which appears to host an ancient Illithid outpost. The moment they gather their wits on this rock, however, they are ambushed by new enemies emerging from Limbo's chaos, three red Slardi. These are formidable frog-like monstrosities from the Plane of Chaos, each the size of an ogre with razor claws and a malevolent intelligence. The Slardi roar and converge on the party, seeing them as intruders in their territory. In this cliffhanger moment, the heroes form up for one more fight. Rig twirls his blades, Laedric grips his holy symbol, Hijinks prepares a crackling beam of eldritch power. With her illusionary mind flayer, Guy's still active from the hat, giving the scene a surreal twist. Dino readies his weapon, his trusty steel defender, alas, not yet rebuilt after the water battle. And Valen's eyes glow with arcane fire as chaotic energies of limbo swirl around them. Session 11 concludes on the precipice of this battle with the Red Slaati, leaving the outcome hanging and the overall fate of the party amidst the chaos of limbo to be resolved in the next session.